Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Mem. Daf Mem, 40 of the daf. Here, as we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza, and we had the Mishnah yesterday discussing some of the issues of tikkun. One is not allowed to make the candle, the nair by punching one's fist in and shaping it. And we spoke about Ein Osin B'chamin. That's what we're up to talking about in the Gemara. Ein Osin B'chamin. One is not allowed to create a charcoal, which was used for, gold refiners, right? The carbonate says Sarfei Zahav. One is not allowed to make that Ein Osin B'chamin. One can't do that on Yontif. Why? Because which malacha is that? Because I have some type of coal that is a little on fire and I extinguish it. So that's kibui, and that's creating, either it's a kibui shelo litzorech, because I'm creating this charcoal for after yontif. That's one of the day's explanations, or it's creating something that's going to be used by a golden refiner, which is tikkun mana. So that's the issue. Look, I didn't read it yesterday, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Mishnah on Ein Osin B'chamin discusses Mechabe es Ha'or v'nasa b'chamin, right? Extinguishing the fire and making this charcoal. V'asur mipnei shetzarfei kesef tzrichem azeh v'kamatake mana. Because the tzarfei kesef, those silver refiners need this, and it's fixing. Umishem kibui leka degram kibui b'yantif shari. Right, he thinks in this pshat that the extinguishing part of it is not the issue. The issue is tikkun. Okay, so the Gemara comments about that type of kibui of creating the charcoal. So Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bika'as. If somebody has a bika'as, a log that is lit, a lit log on yantif. Somcha lekosel b'shul shlo techas case. So the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to create the charcoal, like putting it out to create the charcoal. But Rabbi Ba says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, but what you're allowed to do is, if you have this log that's on fire, you can move it away. You can move it away for the rest of the fire so that it goes out. Som chalakosi, can move it away to the wall so that it doesn't become totally charred and you end up having some charcoal. Right, meaning because that's not an active creation of the kli. That's an osin b'chamin. You're just removing it from a situation, and that would be okay. Look at the Sefer Charedim says on this line, Rebbe Ba, Amai diktani masdisa, on that which it says in the Mishnah that you can't make the b'chamin on yantif, Ashmi'inan didafke hasam demechase agachalim ba'afar mikri mechabe. If I have a burning coal of wood, and I put dirt on it, or I put something on it in order to make it go out, that's the creation. That's the asiyas pechamin. Aval hay de meser habakas hadolekes menaish. But this case, what Rabbi Ba says, if I'm just removing the burning log from the fire, umesima bachutz eitz al kosel, and I put it up against the wall of the oven, but I remove a kadesha lo techaske, so it doesn't get totally burned up. Klomar shechasa leash lo tidla kidelakamei lo mikri mechabe. That's not mechabe el grama lekibui ba'alma. So that would be allowed. So again, creating the pecham on yantif is not allowed, but here, just removing the log so it doesn't get totally charred, that is allowed. Tani says the brisa ein mechabe nesabakas b'shul lachus aleha. As the Mishnah said, I'm not allowed to be mechabe, actively extinguish the log in order to save it, right? That, the Karbon Eidah says here, that kibui is not sarach yantif. I'm creating a charcoal to use for gold refiners. In bishvil shlo tahashet es habayis, that's a kedera mutter. But if my goal is, I don't want to create the charcoal, I just don't want my house is full of smoke, and I want to put out some of the fire in order to have less smoke in the house, right? Shlo tahashet es habayis, that's a kedera, so then that would be allowed. That's a tzorach hayom. Right, to create the charcoal, that's not a tzorach hayom. But in order so that the house doesn't come full of smoke, that would be a tzorach hayom. Am Rabbi Chananya, b'she'in sham avir. Rabbi Chananya says, though, that that's only if there's no other way to stop the smoking. Right, the other way, you're putting it out in order to stop the fire, to stop the smoke in your house. There's no avir, there's no airspace, there's no any other option to prevent the smoke in my house. Avalam yesham avir, but if there is airspace, if there is a place to throw it on the on the other side, Yesha Mavir. So let's say the it doesn't open up to a Rishos Harabim that would damage people. It opens up to, let's say, a private place. Mashlicha La'avir V'dayo. Then that's better. To throw it out of the oven instead of extinguishing it, that would be better. That would be better because, again, the extinguishing is mutter letzarech yantif, as the Karban Eidah said. It's a tzarech hayom, but if you have another way to do it without the extinguishing, so that would be better. You just put it outside the place where it's smoking up the house. Period. Amar Ebin Nasa. Question exactly what this next line is going on. We'll read it like Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others. V'ya'us. Right? V'ya'us. This is correct. What is V'ya'us? This is correct of what we just said. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Emeshu. Deshari l'chabos b'shil shalo yisashen. It's true. It's true what we just said, that if I'm extinguishing because my house is getting full of smoke, I don't want it to get smoke. It's bothering me. Not a case of danger. Obviously, in case of sakani, do anything. Pikuach nefesh. But in a case where I just don't want it to be smoky here, that's true. You're allowed to do kibui. Why? V'yos, because the following. Kain anan amrin. We also say the following. What's kain anan amrin? The Sefer Charedim says, al derech shurgin alomer b'bavli. Like the Bavli sometimes says, amr Rabbi Ploni yashar. Correct. V'yachi masisa b'masisa dilan. Right, so that's like Kenan Amr is like what it says in the Bavli Yashar. Correct. Hada, meaning the following. Hada, kilorisa. If somebody has kilorin, is used in Chazal, meaning it's some type of eye salve. I have something on my eye, and this is has healing power. Some type of kilorin eye salve. Shari meshuf umicho. I'm allowed to mix it and to apply it onto my eye. Mina biyomatava. Right, I'm allowed to do that on Yantif. What do you mean? This is a drabanan of shchika samamanim, of taking medicines. Yeah, but for your eye, that is allowed to help out your eye. So why is this brought here? Just like I'm allowed to, so to speak, in quotes, violate or do kibui. I'm allowed to do kibui, which otherwise would be a problem. I'm allowed to do that to prevent smoke, so protect my eyes. So to here. By the kilorin, I'm allowed to do that. So that's a raya. That also there, I'm allowed to quote unquote violate the sedrabanan of refua for the tzorech of the yom, so my eyes don't get damaged. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky reads the Gemara. V'hu adin l'chabos shalo yisashen v'yazik le'inayim shari. So both of these, the smoky, the prevent the smoking, and the eye salve, are both to help out your eye on Yantif. So isn't that a parallel? So answer, Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, no, maybe it's not a raya. Who says these two things are the same? Kan l'shimur, kan l'refua. Right, it could be that there's a difference between healing and preventing. And preventing. What, maybe our case, right, our case is the case of refua, that could be mutter. Right, you're allowed to put the eye salve on. So that's not a riot to our case, where it's just preventing smoke into the eyes. Maybe that's not as much of a tzorach. If there's a problem with the eyes, that's mamish refua. So maybe that we would allow, right, in the case of the kilorin. But if it's just preventative, so then maybe that wouldn't be enough of a tzorach to allow that on yantif. We do find kind of the opposite chilek in halacha, in Hilchos Refua. So we know there's the Issa D'Rabbanan, Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel, which is the makar of Shechika Samamanim, the Issa D'Rabbanan of taking medicines on Shabbos. And again, there are four, if you remember, there are four categories of cholim on Shabbos, right? Category number one, cholish, the first two categories we're not talking about, by the Issa D'Rabbanan of taking medicine. If somebody's life is in danger, cholish yeish bo sakana, then obviously he does anything. He does malacha daraisa. And even chola she'ein bo sakana, even category number two of cholim, somebody's life is not in danger, but what we call that, maybe somebody is bedridden. They can't get out of bed. That's category two, chola she'ein bo sakana. Somebody has the flu. Somebody has a terrible pain, so they can't sit at the Shabbos table. Terrible toothache so all of those, they could also take medicine. Right, cholashi ish posakana, category one, even a Jew is allowed to do a daraisa. Category two, a cholashi ain bosakana, a Jew could do a drabanan, and a guy could do a daraisa. So, taking medicine is a drabanan for a cholashi. So those two categories we're not talking about by refuah. That's not what we're talking about. But it's the third category. If somebody is not a chola she'en bo sakana, right? There's something, they have a little headache, they have this, they have that, they have some kind of bother. That's where the Rabbanan targeted, that they're nervous that if somebody's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, which in the days of old, medicine were made out of herbs that were crushed. If somebody is ill and then they're able to take the medicine, so then they might come to crush the herbs. And therefore, the Chazal asserted taking certain medicines in these cases. That's what the Gemara says on Shabbos, Nun Gimel, and the Bavli, Shchika Samamanim, Rashi quotes, Bemidi de Refuah Gazer Rabbanan. The Sharetz Shum Refuah, But even though that is true, there are many built-in heterim to the Isser of Shchika Samamanim. One of them is related to our case, and that is prevention versus refuah. Even though our Gemara had it in the opposite direction, but halacha lemaisa in terms of refuah, it's better if something is preventative, that's mutter on Shabbos, right? That's not called refuah. And what's the whole svara? The whole svara is, oh, I'm going to be so, hysterical, and I'm going to need the medicine because somebody's sick, so I might come to grind the medicine. But if somebody's not sick, but they're just trying to prevent illness, so we don't think a person will be so hysterical and do it without thinking, and therefore we would be more makel. And that's why, let's say somebody knows that they get heartburn from the chalant. So they're going to take some antacid beforehand to prevent the heartburn. That's mutter. If somebody knows that they're prone to get a migraine, right? So once the migraine is coming, then it's already refuah. If it's so bad that I have to go to the couch, then you're allowed to take the medicine. But if I know it's going to happen, but I know it's not. So if it's preventative, that is mutter, right? That's why some poskim talk about vitamins, taking vitamins on Shabbos. Is that allowed? So there are many studim lahakel here. One of them is that, the Rav Moshe Feinstein says, how many people in the world are sick and how many people take vitamins? So obviously vitamin, he says, that's what's called machal briyim, right? That's food. That's food. That's not, you don't take it because you're ill. But again, another svara could be that it is preventative. Anything that is preventative, vitamins help the body become stronger so that a person doesn't get sick, right? It's not healing. And therefore, that would be allowed. That's Ramosha in Chela Gimel Simin Nundalid. Says Ramosha, Bidvar HaVitaminim, Shahar Be'anashim Briyim, Shein Lem Shum Mechush V'choli. Many healthy individuals who don't have any illness take him. Aval HaRofim Miyatzim Livloa Osam B'chol Yom. Doctors advise them to swallow them every day. Mishum Sheim Machaz Kim Aguf. They strengthen the body. Im Mutar Lem Livloa Gam B'Shabbos. Can they take it on Shabbos? Ki Amogen Avram Soved Lashon Atur. The Chulu, he quotes a Lashon, so Rav Moshe has a long tshuva about this. So he says that v'imkein skipping ve'elo vitaminim she'enem mavriim es adam l'shanoso mikafisha hu she'yia. It's not changing the body. Misha chalash betivo l'chazeg yoser el she'osin shelo yiyia alul his chalos panakal. It's strengthening the body. That's preventative. That's mutter, right? So prevention, shmira, is better than refuah. Right, that's the same chiluk our Gemara makes, but in the opposite direction. Right, our Gemara was saying maybe violating certain things on Yontif, there's more of a tzorich. It's obviously more of a tzorich for healing than for preventing. But in the lemaisa case of medicine on Shabbos, that is it works in the opposite direction. The prevention is better. Again, there are other hetera machol briyim. Removing some type of external problem, let's say taking out a splinter, right? If it's not bleeding. If I could take out a splinter without bleeding, that's also mutter on Shabbos, right? Because that's preventing. That's not healing anything. But preventing is, putting on some type of disinfectant to a cut to prevent infection. Another example. If it's prevention, the Shmir Shabbos talks about that. Washing it out, something to, prevent. So all of that is going to be mutter, spraying insect repellent. If somebody's going for a walk and they don't want to, so again, if it's spray, so all of that is prevention. So prevention is mutter, right? That's like the shmira that is mentioned here in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, kan l'shimur, kan l'refuah. So again, in context, it seems like it's going in the opposite direction. It's less of its sorich if it's shmira, but again, halacha l'maisa, on Shabbos, that would be in the opposite direction. Okay, period. So getting back to the next line of the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, if I have a long wick, I'm not allowed to cut it into two. to make two wicks on Yantif, because that's tikkun. That's tikkun. I'm making the wicks are considered a kli. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's okay if you have one long wick and I put them all. I have two lamps, and I put the wicks in the two lamps, and then I burn the middle, so it ends up being in the two lamps, so that is also going to be allowed. Rabbi Yehuda says if I do it in that way, as we'll talk about. So the Gemara says, Shlosha dvarim namru bepsila, lahachmir, vishlosha lahakel. There are three things that are said about a wick, lachumra, on yantif, and there are three things that are said lakula. Elu shlosha sha'amr lahachmir. These are the three things that are said lachumra about a wick on yantif. Number one, ein osin osa b'tchila b'yantif. You can't make a wick to form a wick. Let's say I take material and I start twining it and making it into a wick on yantif. So that is also, that's creating a usable kli, right? That's creating something. You can't make it. Ve'ein chotchin osa l'shnayim. I can't cut it straight into two. If I have a wick that I want to use two, so cutting it, so making one and cutting it into two, not allowed. Ve'ein, right, this, we have the word of misafsafin. We're going to change it to mifasfasin, osa ba'ar. A person can't be mifasface it in or. What does that mean? To singe it. To singe it. Sometimes, some feel that a wick lights better if it's already lit once before. If it's lit once before, then it lights better. So singeing it on yantif is a creation of a good functioning wick. So that also is not allowed on Yantif. Again, just to light it, to be mosif, or to light it because I need it for Ochel Nefesh, okay, that's allowed. But if I'm not doing it to light to use, but I'm using it to light and then to put out, to singe it, so that it's better to use, so that would be not allowed. You see the Pnei Moshe, Ein Mefas V'sin, Ein Mahav Havin Osa Ba'or. Right, you can't singe it in order to make it burn better afterwards. So those are the three chumras. Those are the three chumras. There is a minhag of some that we know that the halacha is that the mitzvah of halacha is near Shabbos is equally upon the man and the woman. Right, equally upon the man and the woman. There's a mitzvah of halacha is near Shabbos. The woman does it for one of two reasons. Right, there's a language of the Rambam, them heim, and they're asukim b'tzorchei habayis. They're involved in the needs of the house. They're creating, you know, I like to think of it as deeper. They're creating the ambiance in the house. So that's the one idea. Or others say that it has to do with Chava, right? That Chava brought darkness to the world. So every week, the woman is mosif or in the world. But Halakas Neiris is given to the women. But it's the same, the man has the same chiyuv as the woman, Halakas Neiris. So the poskim say that the man should at least do what he can in order to take part in the mitzvah. That's where the minhag comes from of a chassan to buy his wife the candlesticks. That he has a little chalik in the mitzvah every week. That's also why the husband should set up the candles every week. That he has a chelik in the mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, even on Mishnayis, has a diyuk, nifla, on the Mishnah in Baba Malikin. Right, what does the Mishnah say? That there are three mitzvahs that women have to be very careful about because at times of sakana, the satan is bakatreg. What does the Mishnah say? Nida, chala, halakas haner. Right, Rashi Tevis, chana. Chala, nida, halakas haner. So yes, Rabbi Kiva Eiger on Mishnayis, in the Tosfos of Kiva Eiger, why does it say nida, chala, halakas haner? Why shouldn't it be nida chalaner? And if you're going to say it's, yeah, you want to get the verb in, it should be hadlakas haner, hafrashas chala, and prisas nida, right? It should be parallel. Nida chala hadlakas haner. So Rebbe Eger says it's emphasizing the hadlakas haner because the woman does the hadlaka, but in terms of the setting up of the candles that the husband should do, that's what the husband should do. So therefore, that's the diyak. But so why am I quoting this? Because there is some. I remember my grandfather setting up the candles for my grandmother. He lit the candle first. He lit the wick first and then blew it out. Because again, so that was done. And there are those that do it even today, that the husband lights the candle and singes it because it burns better. It's exactly what it said here, right? A mephosphus, you can't do that on yantif in order to make it light better because that's creating a wick. It's creating a new, kli that will be usable. There's a lot more about halakas, neiris, halakas neiris of, just one hour about halakas neiris yantif. This was the Ha'ara of the Eim HaDrisha, right? The Drisha and the Prisha, right? The same author, also the author of the Sma on Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, the Drisha Kotz's mother that says, you know, we know that there's a whole issue and controversy about over Lasiyasan when a woman lights candles on Shabbos, right? Because there are some Rishonim that say, right, when she said the words Lavak Ner Shel Shabbos, she's Makabel Shabbos, so she can't light the candles. So what does a woman do? She doesn't say the bracha. First she lights the candles, and then she covers her eyes, and then says the bracha, and then gets Hanoah from the candles. So it says the Eim HaDrisha, that's all on Shabbos, where there's an issue of over Lasiyasan. But on Yontif, you're allowed to light fire. So what should a woman do, says the Eim HaDrisha? She should say, Lahadag Ner Shel Yontif, and then light the candles. Right? A regular on Yontif. Right? Says that's the Hara of the Eim HaDrisha. The Magen Avraham quotes this and says, Lo plug. Right? Lo chilku chachamim. Right? The chachamim don't make any chilukim. Even if there's a time where, you know, you could make the bracha beforehand, right? We don't say that, you know, here by Shabbos, you're going to make the bracha afterwards, and Yontif, you're going to make the bracha beforehand. You don't make chilukim. And the Magen Avraham quotes Rayas, right? Netilos Yadayim. Right, Netilas Yadayim. Sometimes your hands are clean, and Chazal said you make the bracha after you wash. Period. Doesn't matter, even if sometimes your hands are tar, you're gonna make it after you wash. So he quotes that the Magen Avraham quotes that you don't make chilukim. The Dog of Mervava, the Noda Behudas, argues he makes chilukim. So again, halacha lamaisa, a woman should do whatever she's comfortable doing. If a woman thinks that she could be medaktik and recognize the differences, Shabbos, Yontif, and know what to do, so then maybe she should say the bracha of l'hadag ner shel Yontif before the lighting. But if a woman says, it's too confusing, sometimes it's Yontif, sometimes it's Shabbos, I just want to do my thing like I always do, so then that is allowed as well. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, it does not quote a difference. Shulchan Aruch just quotes on Shabbos what to do, but does not quote on Yontif, you know, what is done differently. Okay, but that's a little bit about Halakas Neiros, and maybe we'll do more if there's time. Says the Gemara. So those are the three things that are l'chumra by a wick. Again, you can't make the wick, you can't split the wick, and you can't singe the wick. So elu shlosha acharim l'hakel. Now we have the three things that are said l'hakel by a wick. Molachinosa, if I have, I could smush it a little bit in order to make it stronger, to make it more sturdy. V'sharon oso b'shem, and I could soak the wick in oil in order to light better. Again, that's not called fixing it. That's not the same way of, that's adding something to make it light better, but it's a wick before, it's a wick after. V'cholken oso b'ar l'shnei neiros, and the third thing, l'kula, is what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, that you could split it into two. You can't cut it with a knife, but I could split it into two using fire. Meaning, if I have one wick, spread it out, and I light fire in the middle, and it splits into two. Amar Evchinina bitzarich lishneihem. Evchinina says that's if you need to, only if you need two. If you need both sides, so then you can light it with a fire in the middle, right? Because then that's clearly a tzarich. Look at the carbon aida bitzarich lishneihem. No sein shtei rashi apsila b'toch shtei neiros. What do? You put the wick, the long wick. You put them on in the two lamps. And Malik Bam, so you light fire in the middle. De'ena mucha, because it's not clear, says the Karbana Eda. Dilit kune mada mechavein. It's not clear that you're fixing something. Elo habaka ba'alma. Right? It looks like you're just lighting fire. Like lighting a wick. Who says that this is splitting it into two? That is not clear, and that's why it's mutter. It's not nikar that you are making this wick. So Basar Klishnayim, so Tani Rav Yehuda Barpazi to Bardalia, what do? Maybe Shteineris Venosa Bishnayim, you bring two little lamps and you put oil in both of them. The Cholkabar Lashteineris, then you put the long wick in both of them and then you put the fire in the middle and then that splits it into two. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Chinuna Bar Idi Bishem Rav, Mohatin Esapsila Biyantif. What's Mohatin? Mohatin is sometimes if I want to reuse a wick, it has like black gook on the top of the wick. I'm allowed to remove that. That's not called fixing, right? That's called, you already have the wick and then you have some gook on top of it. So that's why you're allowed to remove that black stuff on top of the wick. That's mohatin. There is a machlokas Rambam Ravid. Are you allowed to even do that with a kli, like a type of tweezer, right? Or is it only with your hands? What's mohatin? So the Rambam says, Rambam just quoted, Rambam is not so machalik, but the Rambam says, you're allowed to, oh, he did. No fates esarosha biyado. The Rambam says, with your hand. With your hand. And the Ravid says, afilu b'machat, even in a needle wash, are amru mohatin. Right, he quotes our lashon, or another gear says mochatin with a machak, with a needle. So that's a machlokas Rama Raiva, whether you could even use a kli. The Rashba also, the Rashba here on Daf Lamed Beis quotes this Ravid, they could even use it with a kli. Here's the Rashba Lamed Beis. Upir shumai mochatin, where the gear in the Bavli is mochatin with a ches, not a hey. La aduye choshocha. V'yafal bishemachabes arosh shemeser mimena v'zet sarachad bakahu. And even though you're doing a little kibui by extinguishing a little bit by removing some of the black, it's still mutter. And then he quotes. He thinks the Ravid is right. He doesn't think. He doesn't know why the Rama would aser it in with a kli. Lo yadea lama, says the Rashba. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein shover nesacheres. The Mishnah says one is not allowed to. Let's break cheres. What does that mean? If somebody is trying to grill fish, if somebody's trying to grill fish or grill something on a grill paddle, sometimes if I don't put something in between, then it's just going to burn. So they used to put like something in between on the grill paddle, between the fish and the grill paddle. So what did they do? They took a piece of cheres, a piece of paper. So I'm not allowed to create that piece of cheres or paper on Yantif, because that's kind of creating a kli. So ein shovin es cheres, I can't break a piece of cheres being chokan es anayaron. I can't cut the paper with slows bo maliach in order to roast the fish. I can't, because that is misakein. That's misakein. If I'm creating that piece of cheres or paper to lie on my grill in order to put the fish on. Ein garfin taner v'kirayim. Also, one is not allowed to sweep out an oven. Let's say an oven, some of it collapsed, and now it's not such a working oven. I can't sweep out everything to make it a new perfect oven, because again, that's tikkun. That's not one of the malachas. That's mutter mishum ochal nefesh. In garfin taner v'kirayim, right? If some, this says the carbon eda. In nafal atochan mitipula, some of the cement on the side of the oven fell in. In garfin osan mitakin mana. Aval, back to the mishnah mechabshin. I'm allowed to, if it's basically usable, but there's some, maybe some of the plaster fell down, but I'm going to push it down just to make it flat so I can use it. That's allowed. Because that's basically not really fixing. That's just, making it more usable if you just level the bottom of the oven. We'll talk about this more in the Gemara. But I'm not allowed to take two barrels, put them next to each other, to be able to put a pot on the two and light a fire in between. That I'm not allowed to do. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Also, I'm not allowed to support a pot with a log. Again, I have a pot that I'm using. I can't support it with a log. Why? Why can't you take a log? So this is a big question. Rashi says you can't take a log because wood is really muksa, right? Why are you allowed to use muksa on wood on yatif? For firewood. So maybe that's the only thing you're allowed to use it for. It's muksa for other purposes. This is a chiddush gadol. You might say if something is muchan, it's muchan. But this is Rashi's lashon. Rashi's lashon is, Lamed Bezim Abase here in Beitza, I read Rashi, Kesavar lo nitnu eitzim elo lahasaka. Right? Wood is only for firewood. Lefichach muksin hein eitzel kol tashmish. So it's muksa for any other purpose. That's what Rashi says here on Daf Lamed Beis. And then the Gilyan Ashas here says, look what Rashi says on the next Daf. So if he says that, so we go to the next Daf. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says Rashi, Hoel vedarkan ledavar haasur. Since it's usually used for other things that are not allowed, it's really muksa. Chazal allowed you to move it in order for firewood purposes, but for any other purpose, you're not. So that's why the Mishnah says you can't take a log to support your pot. Or to support a door. So we'll talk more about that. Also, if I'm leading an animal on yantif, I can't lead it with a stick, because that looks like I'm leading it to the marketplace in order to sell, and therefore that will be a zilzil of yantif. Period. Hada amra, that which we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that I'm not allowed to make this piece of paper or a piece of cheres. I'm not allowed to make that in order to put on my grill, in order to prevent my fish from burning. So hada amra, hahein sikira aser mevid biyamatava. So a similar idea, I'm not allowed to, if I'm making sikira, many pshatim, what exactly is sikira? We're going to go with the Ravid pshat, the Haredim calls the Ravid pshat. I'm making a stuffed chicken. I'm making a stuffed chicken, but the way they used to make stuffed chicken is that they mamish, they stuffed it, then they took thread and they sewed up the chicken in order to make it stuffed chicken. So says the Gemara, you can't make that on Yantif because the thread was always cut to size and we're nervous that that's what you're going to do. So hein sikriga aser mevid biyomatava. Right, you can't make that on Yantif. Tehu mekatea begume, or another girsa is benume, right? Because you're going to might come to cut the strings, and therefore, just like the Mishnah said, a heksher of ochal nefesh. I can't make this piece of paper in order to use for putting on my grill, or I can't break the charis. And so too, I can't make this this stuffed bird, stuffed fish, stuffed chicken, because I might come to cut the string, and that's not allowed. Because that would be tikkun, just like this tikkun of the cheres and the niyar in the Mishnah, so too this would be tikkun of the string. One final story. Barti Rebchia Rabba Asas Mefes will go tanura. The daughter of Rebchia was once about to bake in the oven. Ashkas Kifa Bagave, she saw it, the whole thing collapsed. Ashkas Avua, she came to ask her father, can I like fix my oven? Can I take out all the stuff? The Mishnah said it was Asr. But can I take it out? So Amarla Islin Garfin. So he said to her, oh yeah, go do it. He said, go do it. This is a test. Really, it's usher. But he said, go do it. Amr Lain al Yachla. She says, I can't. It's not true. Amr La Islin Kafshin. He says, okay, you're right. Go level it. Just push it down. Don't, like the Mishnah said, Machabshin, right? Don't take the whole thing out. So says the Gemara, Yadis Havas. She knew that it was usher, and he knew that she knew. Ella de Havas boy, Mishma Minavua. She just wanted to hear the psak from her father. She knew that it was usher, but she wanted to hear the psak from her father. That's why she did this, and she waited to hear it from her father. Okay, Adkan, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, next time we will continue.